Saint Lucy, Virgin and Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of a saint who is one of the most famous early martyrs of the Church. Her name means light, daylight, or shiny, and she is Saint Lucy. Until England was taken over by Reformation, where they abolished the Catholic Church, the feast of Saint Lucy was kept as a holy day of obligation there, on which no servile work was permitted. And she was very famous in other parts of Northern Europe as well. In fact, Saint Lucy is the only saint whose veneration I remember from my childhood. When I was in school, on every December 13th, or a school day closest to it, one girl was selected as a Lucy maiden, who was dressed in white and led a candlelight procession of the students while the choir was singing Sancta Lucia, which you just sung. And this candlelight procession led by the Lucy maiden marked the beginning of Christmas time in the North. This was before the modern culture of commerce, when nowadays Christmas time starts in early November to make sure that people buy as much Christmas things they don't really need in good time. But in those days, the Feast of Saint Lucy marked the moment when everyone started really to await the Christmas holidays. The Lucy Maiden also wore a crown of candles upon her head. Originally, they were live candles, so the girl who was selected had to practice very carefully her posture and walking to prevent the falling of wax on her hair. But because nowadays the adults have become paranoid in fire prevention, they have forbidden the live candle crowns, so the schools had to change to electric candles instead. The fact that Lucy Maiden wore a crown of candles was a mark to everyone that now light has conquered the darkness. In the medieval times, before the Gregorian calendar, the night between 13th and 14th of December was the longest night of the year. The farther north you got, the more important was the night when the light finally overcame darkness. In medieval times, the Feast of Saint Lucy was also kept just before the Ember days, when you had to fast. So this Feast of Saint Lucy was like a little Mardi Gras for the northern people, when everybody enjoyed the final feasting before the penitential pre-Christmas fast. Even the animals were offered an extra share of food on Saint Lucy's feast. It was also customary for the girls to make some predictions or plans whom they will marry when they grow up. Our real Saint Lucy was born at the end of the 3rd century in Syracuse, Sicily, in southern Italy. She had Catholic parents who had her baptized and educated her to the Catholic faith. Saint Lucy was very young when her father died, and when she was little older, she promised to God that she would never marry, but wanted to dedicate her whole life in God's service. Saint Lucy, however, kept this promise of hers as a secret. So her mother, who did not know of it, said one day that she had promised her to marriage. Moreover, the man who was to marry Lucy, he was a pagan. So Saint Lucy prayed very much that God would some way save her from this difficult situation. And God answered in a way where Lucy's mother got ill and had a very long and difficult illness. She was ill for 4 years, and no doctor could find a cure. Finally, Lucy persuaded her mother that they should go to a pilgrimage to the tomb of Saint Agatha, another famous martyr of the early church. So both Saint Lucy and her mother went there, and their prayers were answered, and mother was healthy again. It was now when Saint Lucy told her mother that she had promised herself to God, and grateful mother gave her blessing. But the young pagan man to whom Lucy's mother had promised her was very angry, so he announced Saint Lucy to the Roman officials, saying she was a Catholic, which was then forbidden by the law. Saint Lucy was put to a prison, and she was tortured and finally died there of her wounds. Children, we can learn the true lesson of Advent from the feast of Saint Lucy, that is, the mortifying our own will. Saint Lucy, she could have chosen a state where she could establish a good home and live a good life, but instead she chose to dedicate her life to God and die for Jesus, who had died for her. And you also, children, you need to deny your own will and make little sacrifices so that you would do God's will in life instead of your own. There are too few Lucys among the children of the world today because the adults are always telling them that go ahead, reach to the stars, try to get and grab whatever you wish and can have in life. But that is not how a Catholic child acts. A Catholic child always asks before he acts, "Is this the will of God?" From your parents and from the Mother Church, you children, you learn what is the will of God. And for this, the world does not always like you, as it did not like Saint Lucy. But you are not made for this world, but to heaven. And the priests and teachers of the Church, they act like your personal Lucy Maiden, lighting your way in the midst of the dark world, and guiding your souls to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.